Area 941 podcast are produced and distributed by Community Powered 94.1 KPFA Radio. Please help support Area 941 at kpfa.org.
And we're back.
Here we are, Brexit.
We're in the middle of
the EU, the Excelsior district. Oh, God. Well, we'll see what happens there, huh?
Yeah.
And Donald Trump is going to Scotland. Now, I don't know what that has to do with anything.
Maybe he's trying to find some votes there.
I mean,
he certainly can't find any around here.
He's going to have a hand. Well, 9,000 people voted.
That's true. 9,000 people voted for him in San Francisco.
Let's see. We're in the gated community. The finance district.
Yep.
Where else?
And some of the Seacliff, some of those areas, some of the very wealthy areas.
Shame.
You can't imagine in San Francisco people voting for Donald Trump, even 9,000 of them.
Well, you know, if he doesn't have to show his taxes, then they're thrilled, you know. Maybe they'll never have to disclose their taxes.
The taxes themselves. That they aren't paying, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. So we're back to this issue of fire sprinklers. We had a terrible fire in our neighborhood, you know, on Mission between 30th and 29th, and many of the places that our neighbors, and they are our neighbors, that well, we frequented, you know, Cole Hardware and a nice restaurant called La Playa Azul, and unfortunately, the worst is the displacement of the people who lived in the SRO above. So, and you know, I don't know why, but the fire sprinkler thing should be a no-brainer, and yet it always gets politicized, and then we never require it
because the landlords don't want to pay for the sprinklers.
Yeah, but then nickel dime human life. Get the
fire. I know, it's crazy.
Melting.
The good news is that it appears that the residential hotel with 34 units on the corner of Mission and 29th can be repaired. But the trick here is, all right, under city and state law, if you demolish a building and you build a new one, it's not under rent control and the old tenants have no right to return.
See, that's always the catch, the loophole.
Right. So, but if we can make sure that he actually fixes, the landlord fixes this place up, the tenants will be able to come back at their old rents and will still be under rent control.
Do we know who the landlord is? Not yet.
It's somebody whose last name is Patel. I don't know him. Yeah. I don't know exactly who he is. He was apparently out of the country at the time the fire went off. But, you know, the key thing is now, how do we put pressure on him to repair the place quickly? You know, to not sit on it. Because if he sits on it for 2 years, all the tenants will have fled to the four winds, and then he can rent it out at higher rates.
Well, you know, they're always looking for more profit. I mean, I don't know this guy or
I don't know anything about him. But
we'll find out.
And I know that we need to pressure him and DBI and the planning department and everyone to get those that place renovated so the tenants can move back in.
It's going to be essential. I think there's something tonight called the Bernal Stroll. It's a fundraising effort. So hopefully that'll be successful. I mean, I do like how the neighborhood is pulling together, but it was quite shocking.
And there's going to be a fundraiser next Thursday at El Rio.
Good.
Actually, one of my reporters, Sana, and her husband are putting together. And I know there's been some GoFundMe stuff. All this money ends up going directly to the tenants. And that's what they need. There's been a lot of contributions of like clothes and food and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But what they really need now is cash for rent subsidies because they're going to have to find a place to live until their apartments are fixed or in some cases.
Well, they can't live in a tent.
Right.
You talk to Scott Wiener and his little creepy friends with this new ballot measure.
I know.
Unbelievable.
Right. Unbelievable. And
it's not even a solution. It's just
not a solution.
It's a big circle jerk, you know?
It's not even not a solution. It's not a new law. It's already against the law to camp on the streets.
Yeah.
This entire thing is being done to create a wedge issue to try to go after Jane Kim and the progressives in the fall. That's all this is. It's like Gavin Newsom with Care Not Cash all over again. What they're going to do is they're going to use this. If Jane Kim doesn't support it, they're going to put out flyers saying she wants people to camp on your sidewalk. This is all it's all political. It has nothing to do with solving homelessness.
Interesting. I know. Interestingly enough, they tried that and she still beat Wiener.
And that's why they're freaking out and they're going to try to find.
It's going to be a big upset.
Yep.
But, you know, it's going to take a lot of hard work and Jane has to remain focused. So, you know, that's another deal. Speaking of the DCCC. You know, that resolution that was, I don't know, kind of a circus act resolution, you know, got withdrawn. And I went to the meeting just to see what the flavor was for the outgoing ones. It was kind of creepy, another creepy San Francisco democracy event. And so now we're looking at, you know, finding a chair and holding people's feet to the fire. Well, I don't think there's going to be a problem about the requisite of making sure that Mary Jung is not the chair any longer. But, you know, we do have four progressives running for DCCC and
running for supervisor.
Supervisor and 1, 9, 11 and 5. And, you know, the understanding was that they would receive the nod from the DCCC, you know, given whatever the situation is. And I that still needs to be worked on.
You know? But, you know, the candidates, I was told very clearly that all the candidates on the reform slate had pledged to support the progressive candidates.
Yes.
And that was part of the, that's why they got the Big Guardian endorsement. That's why they got the Mill Club endorsement. That's why they got all these endorsements, was because they had promised that they would do that. So now, you know how it is. It's like any elected official. You get them elected, and then you have to hold them accountable and make sure they do what they promised.
Yeah, thank you very much. Even under threat of threat of physical, it won't come to that. But, you know, you always have to be careful what you wish for. But overall, it is very, 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 very good news, I think, for the Democratic Party here in San Francisco. Of course, this month is Gay Pride Month, and there's been some machinations. Well, first of all, there's the now there'll be metal detectors and screening, and that's based on what happened to Orlando. And you know, nobody likes that, but I think we can live with that. There also was the cancellation of Pink Saturday, and now it's been revived. So there's going to be electric pink, but Pink Saturday across from the Eagle Bar down there on, I think it's 11th and 12th, there's a parking lot. So I plan to do that. I'm glad that there was some revival. We have to thank
the sisters.
The sisters for that. And also, today the Supreme Court came up with, actually, no comment. It was a 4-4 on the immigration issue and the executive order. You know, it really is exasperating.
Yep.
And there's so many people who are upset by this. I guess it's a non-ruling.
But it lets a appeals court ruling out of Texas
stand.
And that undermines Obama's immigration efforts.
That's
terrible.
All about.
And this is why, again, you know, a lot of us had problems with Hillary Clinton and, you know, her ties to Wall Street. But one of the things we've seen with Democrats in the White House in the last 20 years is they appoint good Supreme Court judges. And that's going to make a huge difference.
Yeah. And then I guess locally, was there a number of ballot measures that did qualify? Because there's for Public Advocate, people are asking me too, oh, did Public Advocate not get on the ballot? It's not its turn yet.
It's a charter amendment.
Yeah,
so it has
this committee and there's this and that. And,
and that'll happen until July.
July 20th, think, or 19th, something like that. But we did a couple get on or were
they just
proposed?
Well, you know, certainly the two from Farrell and Weiner that are really awful got on.
They did. And they had got six votes. Oh,
no, they got. They only needed four. And apparently there's a soda tax that has four signatures.
I support a soda tax. I don't really buy into the other. I mean, it's a long philosophical, but I support it. But I don't support this one. I don't like the people who are involved. I don't like any of it.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people.
It's craven.
There's a lot of people who worry that there's too many taxes and revenue measures on the ballot already, you know. So I don't know. That's something that we're going to have to keep looking at. We definitely have to keep in mind that the Farrell and Weiner ones, the take away people's tents.
I'm thinking of Farrell, like F-E-R-L.
I know.
And a Farrell Weiner.
There's
Weiners running around biting you on the tush. Farrell Weiners, a new taxonomy at the zoo. What will we name the Farrell Weiner baby? Dick. Farrell Weiner. Mercy.
Yes. The idea, the Wiener idea, that we're going to have a whole bunch of cops who are just going to be going around arresting homeless people and, you know.
False promise.
Yep.
Working alarmists. Would this sound familiar?
You know,
like maybe in the Deep South they do all this, you know. For those of you in the East Bay or those of you who don't have a bridge phobia, this Tuesday coming up, June 28th, I will be at the Marsh. With three other wonderful performers, I think it's called Tell It to Us on Tuesday. It has an acronym. Doing an excerpt from my one-man show, which will have a run in September. So if you're around the Marsh on June 28th, or if you're in the Marsh, if you're in a bog, it's a very nice setting. It's cafe setting and has a full bar, you know, for all my drinking buddies. So
yes, and no, that will be a great show, and that is at the Marsh, which is on Valencia and 22nd.
Except I will be the one in Berkeley.
Oh, you'll be the one in Berkeley.
Yeah,
all right.
At Alderson Way. It's right by the BART station. It's really easy. I took BART over there, and then, you know, coming back was about 10 o'clock because I had a rehearsal. And, you know, well, the late night service for BART is truly fucked up.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I had a transfer. I mean, I'm only going to San Francisco, and I'm at, you know, Shattuck Avenue. So it took forever, but some guy came up to me when I was sitting there, and he goes, "Hey, aren't you the mayor?" No, that was a while ago. He goes, "Oh, okay. Do you want to buy a $5 bag?"
All right. Well, on that note, you're listening to the Tom and Tim Show.
Cheech and Chong.
And we will be back next week.